This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. You dial toll free to bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on our call-in line rooms. Go to discord.lrn.fm. Coming up, the crackdown or potential crackdown against those little shampoo bottles in the hotels in California.
That's terrible, those things.
Of course, where it's
Who
coming
needs
up.
Them?
Well, we'll get into the story, and Richie, you have that with us. It's Ian, Richie, and Mark Edge here in the studio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And then also the U.S. military targeting video gamers. They have missed their recruiting goal in the Army, so they want to get some gamers and put real guns in their hands.
Sadly, that makes sense. If it's going to be, you know, not on the ground, boots on the ground warfare, and you're just going to sit in a monitor and control a drone, well, you've got a generation that has been doing that for decades now.
I'm pretty sure this isn't just drone hiring. I think they're looking for boots on the ground. But we'll get into that story coming up here. Your calls and thoughts, though, come first. So let's go back to the phones, to the fun. David is on the line in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, how you doing? Listen, hey. I lost a son to drugs, and I've read everything there is to know about them. And this thing about legalizing drugs and making the problem go away, that's not the problem. The problem is the money. When we prohibited drugs in this country, we drove them underground where we couldn't see them. They're out of, and the prices goes up. Price goes up astronomically.
Yep.
And so as long as the prices are up, as long as the drugs are illegal, you have to pay more for them. Now, you've never heard of anybody getting shot up for a beer deal going bad.
Nope.
Not so by hearing of it.
Well, not in like 100 years, basically.
Yeah, that's right. Now, here's the thing. And also that the kids in this city, the most difficult mind-altering drugs for them to get are beer and tobacco. They're controlled by the state. You have to have an ID card. There's not enough profit in them to have a black market in them. And so you've got to approach this thing sensibly. And look at both sides of it. You can't just do something and expect everything to change. Everything's got to be fine-tuned. And that's the way it always has been. I just want to put that in.
So then you would agree, then, that the fact that the drugs are illegal is driving up their price, making it harder for people to afford them, making it more likely that they're going to go and rob somebody or break in, you know, to somebody's car and steal things out of their home while they're away and, you know, all those sorts of things. So you would agree, then, that we ought to legalize drugs in order to bring the prices down, make the quality better and safer, right?
Legalize, tax, and control. Some years ago, the British, they set up a program whereby they took drug addicts off the street. They put them on controlled drugs, specified those pure drugs, controlled efficacy.
Yeah, quality. Quality control,
the people who were on those drugs came off the street. They came out and they became functioning citizens. You couldn't tell they were on them. Matter of fact, the man who put together Johns Hopkins University was on laudanum every day of his life, as was James McCarthy.
Yeah, this country was built by people with legal access to opiates. I mean, no conservative wants to say it, but it's the truth. Sir, I'm sorry about what happened to your son. You are a rare individual indeed who is able to confront this this situation and come to a rational conclusion.
Right. So you've set your emotions aside, and you've made the right choice here in this this case. I definitely appreciate it. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, could I make one other thing?
Yeah.
Okay, the people in this country who have absolutely unfettered access to large amounts of crystal meth.
That's amphetamine.
Okay, the meth was designed and built by the Germans to make their troops more awake and more vicious, and they were. It works. The viciousness of meth people are legendary. So the police can confiscate drugs and either take them or not take it to the lab. And I maintain that all these things I'm saying, these egregious people being shot by police because they're afraid of their lives, I see meth addicts all over those. Why wouldn't police be meth addicts as well as anybody else? And they won't tell on each other. I mean, that's a hell of a terrible thing to say, but
you're suggesting that the police are using the products that they are confiscating.
Some of them are
selling them. Yeah. Some of them are taking them, not using them, but then selling them and, you know, making pure profit.
We don't know what happened. Market. The rats ate all the evidence.
Hey, David, thanks for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you, and I second what Mark said, because that's got to be the hardest thing in the world, to have a loved one die due to a drug addiction and then not actually blame the drug itself, but to blame prohibition, to point out that in the absence of drug prohibition, people are less likely to become addicted, but if they are, they're more likely to get help because they're not afraid. We've seen in Portugal, after more than, I think, 15 years now of a massive decriminalization experiment there, basically making it essentially legal to have personal amounts of pretty much any drug, meth, coke.
Illegal. You know. I don't know if you said legal.
Illegal drug. Yeah, pretty much any.
It's legal to have what would be an illegal drug here in the United States.
Right. A personal amount.
I mean, you can't decriminalize. You can't open up a cocaine and heroin shop.
No.
But if you are an addict on the street and you're caught with cocaine and heroin, you're going to be offered the opportunity to go to treatment.
You may have to go. I still think they're putting people through that.
I've watched documentaries, and it's just not what they're doing.
We read about
it. They can force people into treatment, but no, they generally
don't. They
don't.
Okay.
And people have to come because treatment works. What's the alcohol economics thing? The only requirement for membership is a desire.
If you want to be there.
Right, a desire to stop drinking. It's the same as true with any addiction. If you don't have the desire, you're not qualified to be in that treatment center anyway.
And it could be a detriment to the rest of the people there.
Right. At the very least, put the people who want help in one treatment center and then create a treatment center for people who don't want help. All right? So at the least, you have the losers in one spot and the winners in another.
Let's continue. Dave is in New Mexico listening on TuneIn. Go ahead, Dave.
It's just an excuse to make sure mom gets off. That's what Jimmy Kimmel would do to Mark Ed's statement in his unnecessary editing segment.
I see. What I had said is that mom gets time off to go work or something like that,
Okay. Never seen it.
It's funny. The unnecessary censorship is a funny bit.
When you edit things out of people's statements, basically?
You basically bleep the wrong word or bleep a benign word to make it sound...
That's fun. Because people will fill in with their dirty minds, right?
Right. What else would they do?
Yeah. So if you bleeped Mark at the beginning and the end of the phrase I gave you, it comes out as it's just an excuse to make sure mom gets off.
Right. And, what else are we calling about tonight?
The degrees of separation. A real life example. Coast to Coast AM. Their producer Tom Danheiser asked me off air to see if I could get a hold of Vince Gilligan to get him on their program.
That's the creator of the TV series Breaking Bad.
Yeah, and the X-Files.
Okay.
So what I did is I contacted Stephen Michael Quezada, who is Gomi on Breaking Bad, and he said that if Coast to Coast sent me an email, then I sent it to Gomi. Gomi would send it to Vince, and so that's a real life example of how that works.
So wait, did it happen? Did Coast to Coast get Vince Gilligan because of your connections?
We're still working on it. So far, since you mentioned that, and they're an advertiser during your program, Tom Danheiser. See, I'm still waiting on that email that you were going to send me. So, but you never know.
I hope so.
He'll do it. The rest of the channel's already been taken care of. I've already opened up the channel, just waiting on Tom Danheiser.
Well, good luck, Dave. Thanks for the Hollywood update. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So I guess if you need somebody in Albuquerque, Dave's the guy to talk to.
I think maybe.
He knows everybody.
I'm going to start figuring out who Dave's got contacts with and see if we can get him.
Let's continue here. Bad Slave is on the line with us on Discord. Bad Slave.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, listen, I want to just say that the idea of learning is, you know, in primary schools and in secondary schools is so antiquated. I mean, it is so behind
the
times.
They should be learning?
Hold on, Batslave. We'll bring you back. We'll continue the discussion here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I think he means the methods that they're
probably
using.
Methods, yeah.
We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting weissparis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's weissparis.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You dial in. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. We've been talking a lot about education and essentially the scam that higher education is and how many people have been screwed over by it. People are getting burned to the point where the public's faith in higher education has been suffering large losses in just the last 3 years, dropping from, I think it was 57%, folks sort of have some faith or believe in it, versus
48%.
Now 48% here in 2018 was the number.
It's only going to get worse.
Yeah, as people start to realize the truth that it's not really necessary
for
success.
More and more people graduate with communications degrees and are working as bartenders, and people call them and ask their opinion on what they think about the viability of a college education these days.
Right, so we continue. Bad Slave was on the line here, still is there on our Discord server. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Thank you, Ian. I want to say that as bad as secondary education, colleges and universities out there, I'd say that the primary education is way worse. I think that what's actually being done by the government schools, I call them government indoc. That's what we're dealing with, and that is the prison system they call schools that they put our children in, that they make bullies out of. They, they've got them locked in. They've got resource officers in there beating kids up, cuffing them and hauling them away. We've got, there's so much bad there, and they don't even need to go there. They could stay home and do their own thing. Or there could be small local schools, private schools, that will do a much better job
to educate
these children.
Who would educate them at home if you got two working parents?
Well, I just said they can have, smaller, less expensive private schools are perfectly willing to do it. But I don't think that we need to have both parents home working if you're going to be a parent. I really think that parents ought to have at least one of the two of you around for the kids to do that. And if we didn't have to pay the taxes that were being levied terribly on all of us, I just had to pay almost an $8,000 bill here recently to fund mostly schools. And it makes me sick to think of what they're actually producing. They don't even use good resources for this education.
Sorry about that, but we can't let you do that. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Just a reminder.
That's unfortunate.
That Free Talk Live is, and he waited for a while before getting to that, we are a talk radio show, which means we are on broadcast radio stations, so we do have to protect our station's licenses. I wish we didn't have to, but we got to.
Yep.
So we have to have a zero tolerance for that kind of thing. 855-450-FREE. But he did mention the cops in schools beating people up. One of the most recent headlines that I had seen, and I don't see a lot of this stuff just because I've seen so many police abuse videos. I just don't watch them all that I could these days.
Sure.
But in Chicago, there's video of officers dragging a student, 16-year-old female, downstairs.
Oh, God.
Then punching and tasing her. And more than one officer. So.
And her crying.
She wasn't being compliant when we were dragging her down the stairs.
Obviously not. But why anyone would think that they would need to drag somebody down a flight of stairs is just crazy. Especially when you've got two hulking cops to. I'm not saying the girl's going to, a waif or anything like that, but she doesn't look like she's 300 pounds or whatever. So, and there's video. Toll free number tonight if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE.
Do you think they assign a certain type of officer to the schools, like the ones that are more inclined or are in trouble for their outside activities?
I don't think so. I think it's probably just whoever wants to gig or randomly choose them or whatever. I'm not sure how they make these decisions. Sometimes what they'll do, like in the department in Keene, is they'll rotate them in and out.
Okay.
So the officer who's the officer this year may only be on for like a year or two, and then they'll be replaced by a different one. And so, like, the one that's a prosecutor now in the, because they have, like, a police prosecutor, he's there for a couple years, then they move another one in. And so they kind of rotate them around. At least that's how they do it here. They don't necessarily do it the same way.
Different places do it different ways, yeah.
It just, and again, it seems like the more video surfaces, there are more isolated incidents all over the country. And, isolated incidents being the key term.
In quotation
there.
Marks.
In quotation marks.
Yes.
Yeah. And I don't understand what the mentality is of those resource officers or why they think that the way they handle teenagers needs to be so violent. Like, what's the lesson being taught there, and what are they trying to get across, right?
So let's go to Richard. He's in Virginia listening online. Hello, Richard.
Yes, sir.
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm on the air.
Yes, sir.
Think the Republican, Democrat, talk about anything?
Sure,
sure. Whatever you want.
Republicans, my name is Richard. Republicans, Democrats should get a bipartisan thing going on, and won't be long. It'll be two more years. I think Trump won't get it again, but they could.
What would you like to see happen? I'm not real clear. What do you want them to do?
Democrat bipartisan unity to get together and work on.
But what do you want them to work on? Okay, so you want them to work together. What is it you would like them to accomplish?
It scares me when they work together.
I agree with you, but I just want to know, what is his goal? What do you want to do?
On the wall, the immigrants.
On the laws. Uh-huh.
Yes, sir, and abortion.
Abortion.
Yes, sir.
What do you want them to do about it?
They should guard doesn't believe in abortion. So I think
they should build abortion clinics along the Mexican border.
Yeah. But that's two things I was talking about. If the child getting back to abortion, if the child they should just let the child, if you come out to farm it, or boy or girl, let
I can't understand half the words this guy's saying.
I'm
from the South, and I can't even understand you, Richard. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I'll call you back another time.
All right, that'd be great. Thanks for the call. Sir. I'm really looking forward to hearing from you, I think, with the more coherent call, but I don't think we're going to get more coherence from Richard.
I don't know.
Bipartisanship.
Product of the government education system.
No, he's not dumb. He's
got an accent.
He's got a regional accent, and, it's being on the radio. And
I didn't
all that
say
stuff.
He was dumb. No. I just said he's probably a product of the government education system.
Statistically, you're very likely to be true.
Yeah.
But then again, so are you.
Yeah, it's true. 855-450 free like freedom. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A deadly storm system that has spawned tornadoes and gale force winds has created havoc in four states and is heading toward the east. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
The severe weather hitting the south destroyed the home of Brian and Sandra Verdell in Texas.
I was coming up and I was praying, and then a big board back there in the backyard like shielded me.
I heard my husband jump on a trailer, and he was like, "Where are you?" And I'm like, "I'm buried up under all this stuff."
The storm is now heading for the southeast. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Oravec is tracking its path.
Currently, there's a threat today of severe weather across a large part of the eastern United States. We have currently a frontal boundary pressing eastward, and there's a lot of active thunderstorms stretching from the Florida panhandle up into the upstate of South Carolina and western North Carolina.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144. Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free, bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about education, but we've got a potential ban on those little shampoo bottles to talk about on the way here as well, at least in California. And, of course, bad ideas like this tend to start in California and then spread from there.
As California goes, so goes the nation.
So don't think that you're going to avoid it just because you're not in California.
Sorry, Maine.
We continue, though.
Especially if you remove the Electoral College.
Yes.
More of your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Our number again, 855-450-FREE. Ian, Richie, and Mark in the studio tonight. Let's talk to Sarah. She is in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, so yesterday I saw more construction of the raising of the street corners. So, like I said, you know, this show does help with the street safety improvements here. You know, I know you truly believe
that, and I will take the credit, but I don't really believe it.
I love that you they have this kind of confidence in Free Talk Live, that your call's in here, you know, talking about...
We're that influential, Mark. Yeah. The fact that we are on in Albuquerque.
Sarah is.
All of the politicians listen to Free Talk Live, and whenever Sarah calls in, they tune with rapt attention. They hear...
Well, Sarah doesn't even listen, though. I mean, how can the...
She does listen. She says she listens on KABQ, don't you, Sarah?
Every day it changes. Sometimes you cut off at 7 o'clock. Sometimes you're out at 8 o'clock. You're not on Saturdays. You're not on Sundays.
Yeah, that's true. So they do only have us on weekdays.
Yeah, I am so confused. I just get so so tired trying to figure out when you're on. So I do.
Well, it's not that exhausting.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we could give
you a website, but you don't have internet access. So I guess, you know, that's kind of tough, I suppose.
I'll just catch it when you can. But
That's how most people listen to the radio.
Yeah, that's true. There's not a whole lot of appointment listening, but it does happen. Oh, I correct myself here. We are on Sundays. I thought we might have been on late Sundays. So, yeah, Albuquerque listeners can get us on KABQ from 5 to 8. So that's live. We are live in Albuquerque weekdays. And then they run 2 hours of our Sunday show, 8 to 10 Mountain Time in the evenings. And that's on AM 1350, Sarah. So what were you calling about?
So the corners, it's like a little cup. If you were to imagine a street corner, what you're saying is that it's like a little guard that comes up to the side like a foot high, like a little cup rail, and it's cut out in the middle so that it blocks the car, if you could imagine it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're a pedestrian, if you're standing in the corner of an intersection, you're in a corner, so there's a rail that they put up, like a little tiny concrete rail, like about a foot, and it's open in the middle so you can walk out.
So to protect pedestrians while they're getting ready to cross the street from turning traffic.
Right, that's correct. Then a car's rolling over.
Okay.
So
what you're saying is you don't think a car could roll over this barrier, this foot-high barrier?
Well, it is harder than having it be flat. Usually all the corners are flat, and they have known to just go
cut
right
the corner.
Over it.
Mm-hmm, sure. You know, run over your foot. That's no good. Or run into you.
Well, I'm going to ask you, how come you don't think that the radio, like if I have 5 to 10 listeners out of Albuquerque and New Mexico, that it has that?
I would hope we've got more than 5 to 10. I mean, I know AM radio is having a tough time, but I would hope that we could do better than that.
It's the 5 to 10 most influential members of
the entire city council.
Yeah.
See,
well, I mean,
the listenership.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about let's say somebody did get concerned about, like, street safety, like myself, who was hit by a car. One of them might listen to that.
You need a meetup group. You need a street safety. No, wait. No, you need the internet for that. I guess you can't really.
Or is... I mean,
that's what radio is for Sarah.
Sarah's personal internet
group.
A local talk radio station be more appropriate that handles local Albuquerque issues?
You mean show?
Your show is on Albuquerque. You know what I mean?
That's true.
We're close enough. We'll take her calls. I mean,
no, I got
people in Albuquerque can hear her.
But we don't make decisions for Albuquerque.
No, but that's exactly my point. Is that is the listeners that are like myself, that could write email and phone call and go to the meeting and go to Santa Fe and lobby. That's what I'm saying. That's ordinary.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm not talking about the politicians. That,
so what you're saying is you want more people to call in to talk about whatever issues they want to talk about or just road safety?
No. I'm talking about the listeners. When I talk about these corner improvements, street improvements,
right,
or
what do you want them to do?
I'm talking about the listeners. The other listeners, it seems like it might be a few number of people, but they'll get active. They'll do something.
So you're hoping to inspire? Are you hoping that your calls will inspire other people in your area to take on these issues, to call, say, city council members and that kind of thing?
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, in a small way. It might be like an email, but you get 30 people writing emails every day for 365 days a year.
You've got a bunch of annoying people.
Yeah, well, Ian, this is the premise of Free Talk Live. Sarah understands the premise
and the
of Free Talk
concept.
Live.
She does. She's one of the few.
You know, there are, very, very few
people. But I'm saying if you write to the politicians every day, you're just going to be an annoyance. They're not going to want to hear from you.
That's what
happened to David in New Mexico, is he wrote to them too many times, and now they're pissed at him, and they send cops after him.
Yes.
Right, so you have to use some sort of, like unlike, just Sarah, thanks for the call, unlike Free Talk Live, where we welcome contacts from people, we want to hear from people who have opinions, we want them to call in, and we only have a one call per night limit, because I'm sure Sarah would call more than once per night if she were allowed to do so, but, we want that to happen. Politicians don't actually want to hear from people.
No.
They act like they do, but if they hear from you too often...
They just want your vote, not your opinion.
Right. They will turn you away and be very unfriendly.
I would say, though, that your letter to a politician, if that letter comes, say, quarterly,
mm-hmm,
maximum every couple of months,
yeah,
is more effective by a factor than your vote.
Oh, yeah, I'll give you that.
So voting is probably inconsequential from a mathematical standpoint on anything above sort of the state rep level.
Do they listen to those people?
Probably not. Okay. But, you know.
Who write letters?
Yeah.
In some cases, they do. If they have no opinion,
okay.
You're more likely to sway them on an issue.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, if they have an opinion, if you find the pro-abortion politician and you write them an anti-abortion letter or vice versa,
sure.
You're not going to get anything. They're not going anywhere.
All right.
But if you're talking about, like FISA regulation of the Internet, a lot of politicians are like, I don't really know whether the Internet should be regulated or how it should be regulated or whatever. And, okay, I'm going to – these people say to vote against FISA, and there's a whole bunch of them that say so. Then, yeah, they listen to that.
Okay. Because I remember participating – was it the – was it Downsize DC? Are you guys
– Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Big fans.
The email campaigns.
Yep.
And, you know, for a little bit, I went and I was like, okay, this issue is important. Clicked email, boom, sent to my local.
Easy.
Very easy. Yep. But then all the responses I ever got back were just form letters showing me why they disagreed with my position and that they weren't going to do anything about it.
Well, in your case, you were in Hawaii, where the politicians are all Democrats.
They're always form letters. Everything I ever got back was always a form letter.
True. And I agree with you.
They don't care about you.
Downsized DC.
And they don't have time for you.
Took on big issues. Not little ones.
Mm-hmm.
And
national issues.
Yeah. You're talking about contacting like a city councilor or something
like that? I'm talking about national
state
politicians about things where you might have a chance of changing their mind.
Not very likely. They're not even going to read what you write.
Sometimes they do.
You're going to have aides that might send them a tally sheet of information they received from people sort of summarized or whatever.
Yep.
I mean, the odds that those politicians are sitting there reading the things that you're sending to them...
All I'm saying is that writing a letter is a factor more important than
voting.
I'll
agree with you there.
Okay.
Because voting is basically useless.
Yes.
It's completely insignificant. This is basically not quite as useless, but pretty
much.
It's
a letter that is likely to be ignored.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
But if you don't want to be ignored, donate $1,000 to their campaign or something.
Or $10,000.
Say, I'd like to have dinner with the politician. I'm ready to make a $1,000 donation.
$1,000 isn't going to get you dinner.
$10,000 per plate.
$10,000 might get you dinner.
$1,000 might on an off night.
If we're talking about maybe a state-level politician, you might get one for $1,000.
Yeah,
not that I've ever tried to do any of these things.
No.
I don't want to meet these people. I don't want to talk to them.
I wouldn't give $1,000.
No way. Hell no. Wow. Yeah, what a huge waste. All right, we got more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a big tent approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTLEB. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTLEB for a discount.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
Oh, hey, I want to make sure that you are aware of our video streams as they are going out to multiple platforms. We are on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. And the brand new DLive, well, at least it's new to us. It's been around for, I think, over a year, that you can find over at dlive.lrn.fm. You can watch us live in those places. Plus, every now and then we do other things. Like, you know, alternative streams that are only on the internet, our after shows, for instance. We did one of those on Friday night. And just earlier today, actually, Rich Paul came over and Vincent, and we did a live commentary stream on the PewDiePie premiere on DLive, which I'd never watched PewDiePie before, and Rich hadn't either, so it was kind of a new experience for us. But then again, he wasn't doing what he normally does. Normally, I guess he plays video games, but in this case, he was just giving away a bunch of money to people who were also on DLive, so he would keep going. He'd go to different channels and then just give a bunch of the Lino points that they have to the people in those channels. And so kind of the part of the fun of watching it was watching people's reactions, because these are basically people, a lot of them, who probably started doing streaming because they watched PewDiePie. They, at the very least, know he's a superstar in that area. He's the number one YouTube channel on the planet. And so, you know, he would go into their channel and then he'd, you know, start hitting them with a bunch of donations. And then eventually they'd notice, right, because, you know, they're paying attention to their chat rooms.
Sure.
And essentially freak out, you know, kind of like
starstruck.
Yeah, like, reaction, yeah, starstruck.
Yeah, reaction.
People meeting their, you know, their favorite celebrity, basically, or in this case, having their favorite celebrity or one of them giving them money. So it was kind of fun to watch some of them, you know, freak out. And that was pretty much the game.
Did you subscribe to PewDiePie?
I didn't. No, sorry. Sorry, PewDiePie. I don't think you really need my subscription. Not that I would go to watch you anyway.
Right.
Got so many other things that I could be doing. So if you want to follow us on those platforms, we would appreciate it over at dlive.lrn.fm and at twitch.lrn.fm. Let's talk about shampoo bottles.
Oh, my
Richie.
Goodness. I'm ready.
This is happening, of course, in California.
The great state of California.
They're going to save the world from
one little shampoo bottle at a time.
They're going to save us from convenience. What are they going to put the shampoo in, if not small bottles? What do they got?
We had a discussion at dinner, and we're not going to talk about it here. From KPIX in San Jose, California is moving towards banning those little bottles of shampoo you get in hotel rooms. In California alone, hotels use hundreds of millions of single-use plastic bottles every year.
Hundreds of millions.
Hundreds of millions.
Wow, I'm surprised it's that many.
In California alone, they said?
Yep.
Okay.
In California alone.
There's a lot of hotels in California. I mean, it's a big place.
And you got to think, you get a new one of those like every night.
Right, every day.
Every hotel room, every night, you know, aside from whatever the vacant occupancy happens to be. Said Assembly Member Ash Kalra of San Jose. Kalra is co-authoring a bill that would ban the tiny plastic bottles at almost 10,000 hotels statewide.
Hmm.
So there's your number of hotels.
Yeah, so multiply 10,000 times however many the average hotel room has,
right,
times the number of days, times, you know, yep, however many of them are full on average, 60%
occupancy
or whatever.
We just need a waxed paper container for these things.
We can get those bottles out of the waste stream, but also cut the production of them, which is also harmful to the environment, he said. Last year, Santa Cruz County became the first jurisdiction in California to ban the small bottles.
It's too bad. It's so pretty there.
So already one little county in California.
We haven't been in a long time. It was nice. We did go to KSCO out in Santa Cruz years ago.
Yeah, I love Santa Cruz.
Broadcast from there. It was really pretty.
My wife likes Anaheim because she's a big Disney fanatic.
Yeah, okay.
This is a significant step forward to make sure that these bottles do not get into the bay, said Santa Cruz County Supervisor Zach Friend. Carlos Bill, AB1162, is working its way through committees in Sacramento. If it passes on the assembly floor later this year, the ban would not take effect for at least 3 years.
Do they say what the proposal is for giving people shampoo? Because you cannot take anything above 3 ounces on a plane, right? Or is it just in the carry-on luggage?
Just in the carry-on.
Okay.
Carry-on,
yeah. So I guess you could put a big bottle of shampoo in your checked bag on a plane. Yeah. But if you don't have a checked bag, well, you can't bring anything that's above 3 ounces, which is one of the small bottles.
They're not going to stop people from buying little bottles at Walmart.
Yeah,
just little bottles.
Right, but that's the thing. You then have to go to Walmart when you get, instead of just going to the hotel and, you know,
getting the
going to sleep. You
or
know,
a vending machine in the hotel that dispenses little tiny bottles of shampoo for a nominal fee.
You think they could get around it by selling the bottles as opposed to giving them away to the guests?
Either that, or, you know, they would have a contract with the vending machine operator,
mm-hmm,
that would then operate within the hotel, because it wouldn't be the hotel providing the shampoo. It would be,
there's going to be a worker. I see what you're saying.
There's going to be some sort
like
of worker.
The way you think. Loopholes.
That's how it always goes, right?
Or will they just give you a larger bottle and stop changing it out every day?
Because that
would be kind
gross.
Of annoying, right?
Because what if you're only there for a night? They have this, you know, now they got a, you know, 5 to 10 ounce bottle of shampoo.
True, that's wasteful.
That they
yeah.
then have to waste because a new guest isn't going to use that same bottle of shampoo that you had.
Right.
Like, that's even worse.
They could always fill them up behind the scenes.
That is kind of what we talked about at dinner.
Just don't tell anybody.
Oh, God. It's such a mess. Like, you're going to save the world with this.
Right.
See, what people are under the impression that the Pacific Garbage Patch, are you familiar with this, Ian?
Yes, I've heard about it. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of plastic floating in the Pacific Ocean. They're under the impression that the United States is creating this.
It's Asia.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is not us. I would guess that the percentage of American plastic that is floating around the Pacific Ocean is in the single digits.
Now, and have they analyzed the plastic and, you know, seen labels to where they know where,
they know
it
where it's
from?
Coming from?
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is watch the videos of the, you know, the South Pacific Islands, where they just take dump trucks up to the side of the water and dump everything in.
There was a recent chart online that kind of showed by geographic area where the vast majority of the garbage in the ocean is coming from.
And it's not the United States.
It's not the United States.
And it's right. like Southeast Asia or something like that?
Yeah, Asia in general, mm-hmm. yeah. Like China, India, and then all the little coastal Asian countries.
And that's where it comes from. And we're getting all this stuff, right? Like, you go to Starbucks in California, you get a paper straw in
sold
your plastic,
in a plastic bag.
Cup. With, and the carrier that they put it in is cardboard, but the bag they put the carrier in is plastic. Yeah. Right? None of this makes any sense. This is insanity created by
it's
politicians.
Feel good. It's feel-good stuff.
I hate paper straws,
it's
by
symbolic.
The way.
Symbolic.
Paper straws really aren't great.
They don't last very long, and then they start to, like, tear and rip in your drink. And it's,
right. That's no
if
fun.
If you want
no
your
fun.
Drink for the whole day,
yeah.
and some people do.
Yeah.
They buy a big drink in the morning, and they want that drink for the whole day.
And I've refilled my cup and drank from the same straw throughout the day as well.
Right. So if you want that drink for the whole day, a paper straw is just going to slowly deteriorate throughout the first 2 hours, and then you don't have anything.
It doesn't last very long at all.
Let's go to Vernon. He's in New Orleans. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
So on the private industry side, there's an interesting article that the Wall Street Journal had a few months ago about how private hotels like Marriott and other hotel chains are actually looking at getting rid of these plastic bottles because of the cost that it puts on them. And they're suggesting that they put large bottles of shampoo and conditioner in the shower versus having those. And so you not only have the government trying to ban them, but you also have private industry trying to switch to the bulk model, that I'm sure we all use.
So the proposal from the industry people is to leave a large bottle in the bathroom?
But they're doing it for cost-effective reasons. They're saying
it'll be shared by, over and over and over. So one guest will use the bottle, then another one, and it'll be the same shared bottle.
Until some guest puts something in the bottle that isn't supposed to be there.
Well, they do it at a lot of other hotels, especially the five-star places.
Maybe they could do a hand soap dispenser in the shower.
Yeah, exactly. Like when I go to the gym, that's how they do it. They don't give me an individual.
That's not fancy. I mean, that's if you're at a five-star hotel. If you're at a five-star hotel, you don't expect to share. I mean, I don't have a problem with it, but the frou-frou people who would go to a five-star hotel for the most part are not expecting to have a shared bottle or like a dispenser. That just doesn't look fancy. It looks like you're in a prison shower.
Yeah.
Google Wall Street Journal bottles of shampoo and
I can't. Wall Street Journal blocks the hell out of their site.
I think the next
site.
Thing we need is every hotel room needs like a used loofah hanging right there in the.
you mean the poop?
The long thing.
What is that?
I don't know. You can scrub yourself with it and stuff.
Like for your back?
Right. You can scrub yourself with it. The next guy can scrub himself with it.
See you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.